So, can I ask you a question? Why do you like to listen to my audios? Okay. I know what the short answer is. It's because you want to come, right? But I think there's more to it than that. After all, when you want to masturbate, there's so many ways you can bring yourself off. You can easily watch videos. That's what most guys do. That's something I like to do too. To see two people gently kissing each other, removing each other's clothes, and then building up to the moment when one softly touches the other's genitals. That always turns you on. Am I correct? You see the woman fondling the man, slowly releasing his cock from his clothing, kissing the head playfully, or just licking the tip as she smiles lovingly at him, slowly sliding her fingers up and down the shaft as she gazes into his eyes. You would like to imagine that you're the man in the scene, right? When she gazes directly into the camera adoringly, giving you a private smile, one that's meant just for you. Then taking the head of a penis and slowly covering it with her gorgeous, full mouth. You like to think that it's happening to you, don't you? And when you do, I know your cock gets hard. Well, I like to watch a well-shot video too. I like to see a good-looking man kiss a beautiful woman softly, tenderly. I love to watch him pull her panties down while he's kissing her softly. When he starts to fondle her breasts, I visualize that it's me. And when I see him kiss his way up her thighs, I think about how wonderful that feels. And then, when he starts licking at her pussy lips, his tongue just lapping at her clit, in my mind's eye, he's licking me. It's exquisite. But the best thing is when she starts to squirm and moan. Those lovely erotic sounds of sex, they make all the difference, don't they, babe? You hear her small whimpers, and then her little moans. You hear the sound of her breathing getting quicker. The more she's aroused, the more sounds she makes, the harder you get. It's a simple equation. The sound of arousal equals your cock stiffening. Right, babe? And because I know the effect sound has on you, I love to do these audios for you. Because sound arouses me too. I see a beautiful woman in a gorgeously shot scene. I see her squirming in pleasure, and then I hear her gasping and sobbing, giving those little moans, that signal that all her inhibitions are leaving her, that she's giving in to the intensity of her feelings, as her whole body is suffused with joy. Well, it's hearing those sounds that do it for me. I love to think about how it feels to have those waves of glorious bliss washing over me, permeating my whole body. I love to think about the sensations that produce those same sounds in me. And so I let my mind wander from the video, and I imagine that it's me feeling all of those shivers of desire and satisfaction. I know she's swimming in pure decadence because of the sound she's making. I can hear and see that she's caressed in carnality. And I think of the times when a man does that to me. Or how, just like the female model in a solo masturbation scene. My breaths are quickening as I run my hands over my generous breasts and down my torso. And then, as I see the model let her trace her fingers down to her stomach, to her navel, and then to the top of her panties, I think about how wonderful that feels. Then, when the camera focuses in on her panties, I imagine what's beneath, pulsing, and I start to squirm. I catch a glimpse of her pussy lips outlined by her panties, or maybe I see a suggestion of pubic hair, a lovely teasing patch of curls, and I think about how it's rubbing against the fabric as she moves and thrusts. Then, when she finally slips her hand underneath the fabric or pulls her panties aside so that one or even both lips are revealed, peeking coyly out from under the silk or cotton, I hear her sigh, moan, make these little guttural sounds, and I feel that familiar tingling, that aching start to stir in me. That's when I begin to thrust my groin upwards. My eyes close, but I still hear the sound coming from the scene. And the moans become so intense that I can't help but open my eyes for a second. And when I take a peek, I see that her panties are off, that she's lying on a bed, or draped on a chaise, or maybe she's sitting on a chair, head thrown back in sheer ecstasy. And as her hand is exploring her lips, smooth, soft, fleshy, covered in her wetness, she's moaning because she's so deeply enveloped in her own pleasure. She's savoring those waves of joy that are sweeping through her body. Well, that does it for me. I can't deny myself any longer. I have to touch myself. I mean, just talking about it makes me so aroused. And that's the thing. It's the sound that makes all the difference. I mean, try watching a sensual video with the sound off. It is none of the edge, none of the power. But see the same scene with the soundtrack turned up. Her moans, his groans, her little whimpers of joy. You hear her gasp in response to his touch. I mean, it's so much more sexual. You can tell that there's a connection, that two people are devoted to each other's pleasure. So, back to my question. Why do you like listening to me? I think I know the answer. It's because of how I sound. There's something about the sound of my voice, the wonderfully unique essence of me, its sultriness, its fullness, how my words pour out of my mouth, like cream, molasses, or treacle, so sweet and sticky. How my voice flows into your ears, penetrates your mind. It's like I'm pouring syrup directly over your cockhead, covering it with warm liquid, making it slippery, wet, so you start trembling, hanging on every delicious word I speak. Well, it establishes a connection between us, doesn't it, babe? I really do think good sex is all about connecting deeply to someone, trusting them to please you, to touch you, to caress the most sensitive part of your body with love. You hear me talking directly to you, softly, intimately, and you know that my only concern is your pleasure. You know that I just want you to feel good. And if I can induce that feeling in you, if I can let you know that I care for you, then you can just luxuriate in the sound of me, knowing that I love to connect with you, feeling certain that your pleasure is all that concerns me, that I want you to feel loved. That's why you listen, isn't it, babe? Go on, you can tell me. You love me, don't you? I mean, I know we'll never meet physically, but meeting like this, with my voice caressing you, we're having a deep emotional connection, aren't we, sweetheart? And I love that. I feel so close to you right now. So close your eyes, my love, my darling, my sweet, and let my voice be your whole world. I've been yearning to be with you again. I live for these moments when I can stimulate you by painting vocal pictures, describing how I fondle and caress you, playing with you tenderly and erotically. Don't you know that I love you? That your pleasure is all I care about? So, my love, can you unbutton or unzip yourself? Or maybe you've done that already. I know how much you want to. Can you take your penis out for me? I want to see you in all your glory. Why don't you pull your briefs or your boxers down? What's that? You've already done so. Silly me. I should have known. I turn you into such a dirty boy, don't I, darling? I make you such a quivering mess. Look at you. Quivering is the right word. You'd love me to touch you, wouldn't you, babe? But I'm not going to. No, not yet. Let me just smell you, breathe you in. You smell so nice and clean, but there's just a hint of muskiness. Because when you hear me talk like this, you can't help but become engorged. You become stiff, so full and fat, pulsing, throbbing, all because of me. And that pressure, well, it must make you sweat a little down there, right? It's the same for me, you know. Knowing that I'm having this effect on you, I can feel my groin tightening. It must be so uncomfortable having your cock grow inside your clothes as you listen to me. All hemmed in, desperate for release. Look at it, so purple. Wow, that vein up your shaft, it's so prominent, like all the blood in your body has moved into it, making you ache. Feeling that lovely tension. I love this moment when you first let your cock out for me. It's like I'm your loving jailer, and finally I've set you free. Well, now that he's released, how about we do a little something to ease all that pressure? You'd like that, wouldn't you? So settle back, put some pillows under your head, and then, and this is very important to me, I want you to spread your legs as wide open for me as you can. If you're smoking a little pot, take a hit and let the smoke waft up your nostrils. I find marijuana makes every sensation that I feel just that much more intense. But don't worry if you don't have any other stimulants to hand, because all you really need is me and my lovely voice washing over you, teasing you, coaxing you into full tumescent arousal. Oh, my love. Seeing you like this, eyes intently closed, headphones on, totally focused on me and my words. It's such a turn on for me to know that your happiness, your release, is completely in my control. You trust me, don't you, darling? Tell me you do. Good. So, I'd like to masturbate you. Is that okay? I don't want you to fuck me. Not today. I just want to tease you and then satisfy you to see your pre-cum dribble out as I bring you so close to orgasm. I love knowing that the little trickle of clear fluid that's leaking out is all caused by me. To be in total control of you is the greatest turn on of all for me, because now you're completely dependent on me. Your glorious release is literally all in my hands. So let's start with some oil. Do you have anything close to hand? A tube of lube? Some massage oil? Don't worry. If you don't, we can always use saliva, the body's natural lube. Take all your clothes off. Here, can I help? There. Now you're completely naked. Now, open up your legs again. That's it. Get them nice and wide. Your body is such canvas to me. Something I can stroke and stimulate as I watch you squirm. You are squirming now, aren't you? That's okay. Why don't you thrust your groin? Go on. Make those little thrusts. They simulate what it would be like to come into me. Just imagine that as you're thrusting. I'm lowering my pussy onto you. Because, can I let you into a secret? Before I started recording, I took all my clothes off. I wanted to be ready for you. So here I am, naked, aroused. My nipples are really hard. They're so sensitive when I touch them. And I'm moving my naked body up and down, imagining that you're beneath me. Fuck. My pussy's really wet. Can I lower myself onto you? Please. Oh, that's it. Thrust yourself up from the bed. Fuck. You feel really good. You seem even harder than usual. I'm so glad I've aroused you this way. Now, take whatever oil you have, or some saliva, and smear it all over your balls. That's it. It feels really good, doesn't it? Now wet your fingers again, and let them go further down. Lift your body up a little, and trace a route with your nice, slippery fingers, all covered in massage oil. Trace from the bottom of your ball sack all the way to your anus. How does that feel? Good? You like that, don't you? Wet skin caressing that golden riverbed between anus and genitals. It's such a neglected area, and yet such a source of pleasure. Can I ask, would you mind doing the same for me, my love? Would you let your fingers slide over my secret, private little valley? Fuck. Oh. Babe, that's really nice. Now, can you bring your fingers back to your balls? Just play with them. Squeeze them. Fondle them. Oh, God. Listen to you. You were totally transported, aren't you? I'm loving this. I need to touch myself, too. Okay. Now, I'm laying out just like you. Naked. My legs as wide apart as I can make them go. How about we masturbate together? That would be so lovely, my darling. To know that as I'm stroking myself, dipping my fingers into my warm wetness, that you're gently tugging, moving the skin up and down your shaft. Can you do that? Move them up and down your thick, full tumescence. I've covered my fingers in oil, and I'm letting them trail up the center of my lips. When I close my eyes, like this, I can really feel that your fingers are touching me. Oh, you feel so good. Can you just open up my lips a little? Fuck. That's amazing. My fingers are really your fingers. It's not me that's touching myself, it's you. Are you ready to come? You look like you are. Baby, will you imagine me sitting on the bed next to you, completely naked, as I bend over you? And I kiss you on your mouth. And now on your tip. Oh, yes. Let me lick it. Can I take the whole head in my mouth? Yes. Tell me, do you want me to suck you? Please, my love. Pull the skin of your shaft up to your head. Go on, pump yourself a little harder. I love to see you do that. Babe. I'm letting my fingers toy with my clitoris. The wetness feels so gorgeous. Oh, fuck. The touch of your fingers. My fingers? I don't know who's touching me anymore. That touch makes me shudder. I'm trembling. Can I come? Please, I need to. Please stroke yourself up and down. Faster. I'm flicking my clitoris in time with you. Oh, darling. Oh, my love. You feel so good. Oh, God. I'm about to come. Please come with me. Let those poor blocked up swollen balls. I just spurt on your seat. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, look at it. Flowing out of you. Oh, my God. Yes, yes, yes. That's a... Oh, keep on me. Oh, my God. I'm coming. I'm coming. It was wonderful. My poor boy. You look like you've been hit by a train. Yet you're smiling. You came really hard, didn't you? I'm so glad I can do this for you. I just love how we connect. Connecting with a lover who cares about you. It's the most wonderful thing in the world, isn't it, babe?